It's the Cookie Jar, and it's brought to you by Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price, period. I've got scenarios, questions, we need opinions. The first is a scenario. I offer you $10 million cash in your pocket, your bank account. But if you take it, every spider you see will get 10% bigger. Do you take the deal?
Oh, 100%. Give me the money. 10% bigger of a spider is not that much.
I don't know if you understand. Every time, so then 10% of 10%, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger every spider you see.
Oh, wait, so is it only that if you see the same spider?
Every time you see
over?
A spider,
yeah, so eventually spiders it's 100% get 10% bigger?
Yeah, and then it'll get bigger and bigger and bigger.
Each spider you see gets.
Yes. Okay. Eventually, we're going to have giant mutant spiders.
Okay, that does change things a little because that's not how I read it.
How did you interpret it?
That every spider I see, here's a spider, oh, it's 10% bigger, and that's
bigger.
It. And then, oh, there's another, that's 10% bigger, that's it. To me, I would have said, yeah, let's take the money.
But you hate spiders.
I do.
With $10 million, you can pay for a great exterminator.
I don't honestly see that many spiders, though, Jim.
But you'd be more likely to see them if they were getting bigger.
Yeah, they wouldn't be hiding under the couch anymore.
That's true.
Or under your pillow at night.
But
although you wouldn't be able to eat as many spiders. At night. Because they wouldn't fit.
But I'd have to see that first spider for it just to get 10% bigger.
So you could take the $10 million and then just live like...
I've always wondered, why is it that they crawl into your mouth and not up your nose?
Or in your ear.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, they do, I bet.
They probably do, yeah. I mean, they could lay some eggs in there, right?
You're trying to make her uncomfortable? Is that what this is?
Yeah, see if I can change her mind on the $10 million bucks. Because you wouldn't eat 10 donuts or a dozen donuts for $100,000.
I wouldn't.
$10 million is a lot of money.
It's different. It's a very different scenario. I think I would take the money, hire a great exterminator, and never see a spider again in my life.
Yep. There you go.
If only it was that simple. You guys are dooming us to a life of giant mutant spiders. All right. It's the summertime. What is your go-to treat from an ice cream truck?
Oh, there is nothing quite like the sound of the ice cream truck rolling through your neighborhood. And my go-to is always going to be the drumstick.
Oh,
the King Cone, so once, because I mean, oh, right, it's fake ice cream, but once you get to the bottom of that cone,
it's chocolate
that fills the bottom. It's unbelievable.
Oh yes, okay, I had to Google it because I'm like, what is that?
Oh yeah,
I know
yeah.
it.
Okay, yeah,
I go for the Bomb Pop. Pretty much is my go-to popsicle, or anything with a face. So like sometimes they've got Mickey, sometimes they do like SpongeBob, and they've got like bubble gum for the eyes.
I don't think I could do that.
Yeah, it's very much for a child. Uh-huh. But
I am in the same vein as John, the Choco Taco.
Oh, that's good. If they have
the same
it.
Concept.
Didn't they discontinue
yes.
that
I know.
One? Yeah,
you can't
get that anymore.
Only in our minds, nostalgia.
Yeah, that one, you know, the go-to as a kid was the push-up pop.
I would still get that. The orange.
The orange push-up pop. That was always a good one.
Let's get the guys back there. What do you guys think? Greg, what do you think?
I go strawberry shortcake.
Oh, those are good too, Greg. Good pick.
Me is a snow cone. I mean, it's usually hot. They're so refreshing when it's hot.
Yeah.
I like snow cone.
The snow cone, but the issue I have with the snow cone is generally they didn't use enough syrup. Or too much,
which is also bad.
Then you tell the creepy dude to fix it.
I don't think they ever have too much syrup, but it's when it... When it starts to seep down to the bottom and all you have is the ice on top.
Oh, see, but I like crushed ice. So I'm a big fan of snow cone.
Can't mess up the ice cream.
Okay. For golf, do you prefer a scramble style or play your own ball?
No, scramble style. There's no question about it. And most of the events that I play in are all scramble style. The one we played in yesterday was we play your own ball, but the –
Take you twice as long?
We had a good group. We had a good group, and we were the only ones on the course, so it didn't. It really didn't. We weren't pushed. There was nobody in front. We were waiting for. But if it's group style, I would always say scramble.
I think a scramble is the only way I could golf.
Keep it moving.
Yes, yeah. I mean it would just take me forever if I was playing my own ball.
Same.
Yeah.
The one adjustment I would make is scramble style, but only 14 holes.
I get to the last four
and I'm done.
Well, just
Lisa
play nine,
and I like.
Then.
Well, Lisa and I love going for nine.
Yeah.
And that's for us. That's great. But if you know, 18 for me is just I lose interest and lose energy.
Before we check behind the glass, isn't there a course in Michigan doing like?
Yeah, I think Arcadia Bluffs was. And then it was in the news that they were going. They're considering putting a. I think it was because limited real estate. They were going to go with a 14-hole golf course.
What do you guys think behind the glass?
I would definitely do a scramble. I mean, first off, it hides my bad shots, but I also the one thing I do decent in golf is putt, so that's valuable in that.
Mm.
I don't golf, so really don't have an interest in this. But I believe the 14-hole method is a Stoney idea. Stoney was big on the 14 holes.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Hey, the genius of Stoney.
Didn't have the stamina to finish the course. do you have a wine preference? Red, white, complaining? What type of wine do you like?
Yeah, complaining is no bueno. But I would say my wife is the wine expert. I usually just have whatever she's having. And if we're having fish, chicken, then it's – and in the summer, it's generally all white wine. If it's in the winter and we're going to pair it with a steak or something a little heavier, we'll go red. But I guess we drink more wine in the summer, so I would say white.
Okay. Heather?
I'm a white wine drinker. I mean, yesterday on our wine tour, I don't think I got one red wine. I did do a rosé.
Yeah.
And a sangria, but I didn't do
it. It's like a slushy.
Yeah, I didn't love that. I thought I'd try that because I'd never seen it like
popular.
That.
It was popular. Everybody was getting it.
But it wasn't my favorite.
I love the sangria, but it has to have the fruit on the bottom that I like.
Yes.
The wine-soaked fruit.
So good.
It's like the dessert
it's
at the
so
end.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Put candy me down on top of the dessert.
Candy,
yes. Yes,
I'll go red wine. What about you guys?
You're forgetting a color here, and my wife, every chance she will get, will tell people that at my wedding, I was crushing the pink Moscato wine. So I will say pink.
Oh, that's very sweet.
Not really a wine guy. I'm a spicy garlic guy.
Surprised you guys let me get off the hook with red. Clearly,
what goes well with spicy chicken wings?
Good ice cold water.
Ice cold water.
To chase the spice.
Milk.
Surprised you guys let me get away with red wine. I do plenty of complaining wine. Mm-hmm. Let's get to the next one here, which is, speaking of whining, which Detroit sports team has the most urgency to make a move right now?
I think, this is a tough one to answer because it talks about motivation, and some of it is, am I just looking at my motivation? Which one do I want to win
John
a championship?
Jansen.
I think in terms of just respectability and getting back to where we want them to be, the Red Wings. But for me, I would just say the Lions. I'd love them to make a move. I'm not saying they have to, but I would love them to go out there. And Shamar Stewart is not signed by the Bengals. Trey Hendrickson's not signed by the Bengals. Za'Darius Smith is not signed by anyone. So I would say the Lions. Go out there and make a move.
Heather?
The Wings?
Okay.
Okay, we'll take that.
I was very curious how you'd answer it.
That's who I instantly thought of when I saw that question. I don't have like my reason. I can't give you my reasons behind it per se, but that's who I think.
Yes. I'd be less cranky in the morning.
It's true.
That impacts your life a little more.
It would cut down on your whining.
There you go. My answer is the Tigers because this unknown of Tarek Skubal, because the very real possibility they could win the World Series this year. It's nothing against the Lions who are in the Super Bowl hunt, but I think they have more stars. Let's add a star to this Tiger team.
Sure.
Mine's definitely the Red Wings. You're on the border of being mocked as a franchise right now. And I think because the sense of urgency is right now, like the next 5 days, he needs to do something.
Yeah. Is it a trade before the draft tonight because you have the number 13 pick? Is it free agency, which opens up, Tuesday?
Tom, what more do you want him to do? They're letting you vote for Hockey Town to be put back on the ice.
Oh, boy.
Greg, what about you?
They're not one player away. How do you get there? You get two players away. How do you get there? You get three players away. Start getting better and add players. Red Wings.
All right. Red Wings, my Red Wings. Last question. John, you said the Lions. Would you give up your ring finger for the Lions to win a ring?
No. No. If I was still playing, yes. I'd lop it off in a heartbeat.
It doesn't have to be the one where your wedding ring is. You could do your right hand.
Yeah, that's where the national championship ring sits. So
the flex from this guy.
Yeah. So if I was playing, I would give multiple fingers for a Super Bowl.
But you wouldn't do it for the city of Detroit, our listeners.
No, I don't know that there's anybody that's going to give a digit for – their sports team to win a Super Bowl?
I think I might know somebody who would.
Are you married to him?
I could be. I'm sure he would say, sure, take this finger. Why not?
Would you do it so that he, he could have that joy because you love him so much?
I do love him so much, but I'd like to have all of my fingers. I would say no.
I'd give up a ring finger if they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, a ring finger is it's probably the least important other than obviously holding onto your ring.
Or the pinky.
Or your pinky.
I think anything on the edge is not willing. I had to live a year without two thumbs, and a thumb,
you
can take just about any
other
finger.
You grew them back?
The thumb. Yeah, I'm like a starfish.
Gov?
I would, without a doubt, I would. You have two ring fingers. I'll use the other ones.
You're not getting a Super Bowl ring to put on there. It's going to be.
No, he's going to have the greatest celebration the city's ever had as the alternative.
Millions of
Come
people.
And
for just my one ring finger?
I'm with you, Tom. Greg, split the tie.
No, I am not giving up digits to for any sports team. You. I'm with John.
Would you give up a middle finger?
No. And at this point, by the way, they should owe us fingers if they win. We should be getting 11 and 12 fingers.
Jim, would you give up a middle finger?
You want to be like sent?
Yes.
What?
Would you give up a middle finger?
Reluctantly, yeah, I think I would.
I mean, it's not that different than a ring finger.
Well, it is different. You have your middle finger. It's stronger. How much do you use your ring? Your ring finger is just kind of there as like an accessory.
I use it to apply my makeup underneath my eye.
Jim?
I don't, John. And that is the cookie jar. It's brought to you by Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price, period. 97.1.